Whether you have a Honda or a Harley, whether you're a new fan or a longtime rider, David Dupree says all motorcycle enthusiasts are welcome at the Burnout Cafe. The new cafe, at 2032 East Hastings Street, took over an old tire town that's been closed for a few years and is turning it into a hub for motorbikes. Along with the cafe, the space is home to Last Caress, a shop selling motorcycle-related gear and clothing, and a tattoo space for artist Amanda Smart. What I wanted to do is a place that all motorcyclists could meet up, he says. Dupree, owner of the Narrow Group, who's also behind Slim's Barbecue, Taco Cat, and more, says he's wanted to create a place like the Burnout Cafe, forever, giving the city's motorcycle community a place to hang out and talk about bikes. He's also the owner of 9 motorcycles himself. I'm really dorky around motorcycles, he adds. The location is an old garage that he's had his eye on for a while. A chance connection put him in touch with the owners of the empty building and he made a deal. Others have tried to create homes for Vancouver's motorbike community, but no one has really landed it, he says. Dupree is hopeful the new space, which has 3 similarly themed businesses and event space, will take off. He notes that with room to park bikes, it's a good place to start or end a ride. While there are a significant number of riders in the area, he adds, they're all over the place. The goal is for the community to gather at Burnout Cafe. It's been open for several months already, and groups are finding it, with meetups and events at, or starting at, the cafe. They range from the Ducati Owners Club to scooter guys and girls. The cafe itself is a tribute to motorcycles as art, Dupree explains, with motorcycle art, much of which Dupree has collected over the years himself, on the walls and custom bikes placed as art in the space. Motorcycles themselves are art, he says. All the motorcycles I have in there are what I consider pieces of art. Along with the cafe and shops, there's event space in the back. Right now, Dupree says they're essentially giving it away to groups wanting to hold events they think are cool. That includes drag shows, jazz-infused rap battles, and a recent Witch Y market. The only thing is it's not being lent out to groups holding late-night events or as a place to get drunk, it's more community-oriented. The space is there and I just want it to get used, he says. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Burnout Cafe, at burnout.cafe.